Good afternoon. Welcome to Senate Finance. I'm Co-Chairman Anna McKinnon. Today is Friday, April 8th, 2016. We're in Juneau, Alaska, in the Capitol, room 532. This is the start of the noticed meeting for 1 o'clock. We've been on delay. Our floor session went much longer than anticipated. It is 3:45 p.m. On today's scheduled agenda was SB 138, Alaska's capital budget. That budget will not roll out right now. We're still working on that. The two additional items, SB 101 and SB 196, power cost equalization reserve dividend. And SB 101 is state park fees, sales of merchandise. With me at the table, Co-Chairman Kelly.
Good afternoon.
Vice Chairman Michicki.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Dunleavy.
Good afternoon.
Senator Hoffman.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair.
And Senator Olson is away on other business today. The first item before you will be SB 101. If I could ask the CS for Senate Bill number 101, an act relating to certain fees charged or collected by the Department of Natural Resources. The public hearing was opened and closed on March 17, 2016. Senator Bishop, we have an amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move amendment number one.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Senator Bishop.
Okay, if I could, I'd like to have Mike Smith come to the table. Is he online?
He is not, but
okay.
I believe he's here.
All right, briefly, amendment number one, we had some discussion, I think it's probably been a week to 8 days ago in committee on putting some language back in that was taken out in resources that allows the Department of Natural Resources to put another tool in their toolbox, if you will, to lessen their dependence on UGF dollars. In 2015, the department collected $3.5 million in UGF funds, and it also brought in $3.36 million in program receipts. So you remember the other day the director was here and he had three or four different T-shirts and examples of material that they wanted to be able to merchandise and move through their facilities and also sell to retailers to sell on behalf of the Department of Natural Resources. They talked about other states having the ability to sell merchandise. We talk about how Alaska is a destination for tourism and how we promote Alaska tourism with funding through the tourism marketing industry. And for me, and I'm not speaking for the other committee members, but when you promote Alaska as a destination and you're looking at closing state parks for those people to come infrequent, it's not good. And we've got state parks that not only state residents wouldn't be able to use, but also the traveling public that's planning a trip to Alaska. And so I just want to also bring to the committee's attention that, and it understood that this amendment would only allow the department to sell merchandise in-house, that's in park offices, ferry terminals, and wholesale to retailers. It's not intended, nor will it authorize the department to open a retail shop, but only offer products wholesale to retailers. And it's not the intent for the state to compete against any private industry, but rather to simply allow the department to recoup some of its operational expenses. Thank you.
If I could ask Mike Smith to join us at the microphone. Mr. Smith, if you would identify yourself for the table and walk us through the amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Mike Smith, staff to Senator Bishop. Madam Chair, the original bill, while accompanied a lot of the same stuff, had a couple of prohibitions in it. One was that the department could only merchandise product inside the park boundaries. The bill itself removes that restriction, but when we started looking at the opportunity for the department to raise additional revenues by the selling of merchandise, we ran into a couple of other restrictions, if you will, Madam Chair. Excuse me. The first restriction was that the state agency had a general restriction against selling product for profit. Generally, they're supposed to sell it to individuals for costs and have very little room to generate operating revenue. This bill would allow the department to charge a reasonable amount monetary gain. What the term reasonable is, I guess, is still questionable. But it would only allow them to sell it within the confines of the department park services offices, as Senator Bishop said, ferry terminals and the like. It's not intended, of course, to allow the department to enter into a retail business or establishment. Madam Chair, and that's a fairly simple explanation of the changes. A lot of the conforming changes are just conforming to existing statutes, and the primary one section, Madam Chair, just simply allow the department to sell for profit.
Mr. Ben Ellis, Director of Alaska States Park, is on or off net. Mr. Ellis, are you there?
Madam Chairman, yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can. Welcome to Senate Finance.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Ellis, have you seen the amendment that's being offered by Senator Bishop, and do you have comments for the committee to consider?
Yes, for the record, my name is Ben Ellis. I'm the director of the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation in the Department of Natural Resources. Yes, Madam Chairman, I have seen the proposed CS, and the governor's office and I are in support of this measure.
Sure. Questions from committee members? Senator Michiki.
I wonder if the maker of the amendment might consider a friendly amendment to his amendment.
Brief at ease. Back on the record, Senator Michiki.
Madam Chair, my friendly amendment to the amendment is after the word United States.
Could you give us a page number and a line?
Page 3, line 1 would continue to say procurement and branding services such as printing, screen printing, and embroidery must occur through an Alaska-owned business or correctional institution whenever competitively possible.
Is there objection to the amendment to the amendment?
I'll object just to have a further discussion.
I agree, Senator Dunleavy. What I'm wondering is if we need to adopt it and then send it to legal so that we can actually look at it.
I remove my objection for the purposes stated.
So the amendment to the amendment is adopted. Amendment number one is before us. I'm going to withdraw my objection to amendment number one. Is there further objection to amendment number one? Seeing and hearing none, we'll wait for a CS and set this bill aside so that we can understand the legal consequences to the conceptual amendment. Senator Manchiki, do you have the second one? The second bill, 196?
Yes.
You have the motion?
Yes.
Senator Manchiki, the next bill before us is Senate Bill 196. Senator Manchiki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 196-29-LS1383-F before the committee as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of discussion. Mr. Grusendorf.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Tim Grusendorf, staff to Senator Hoffman. The changes to the bill, I'll just go section by section because it's pretty short. In section 1, line 9, or line 8, we added the word and then the second part is the earnings of the fund for the previous fiscal year, and that's so the commissioner will calculate on the earnings and not just the monthly average of the previous three fiscal years. One note is that ledge finance and legal drafting kind of do like things differently. Ledge finance would prefer after previous closed fiscal year, so they know what amount that is going to be. So when you guys are here in session working on the budget, you will know what that amount is, and so you can work that into that budget. It won't be unknown until July. Section 2, again, we're changing the 7 to 5 of the maximum amount determined by the commissioner can be used for the purposes of PCE. This lines up better with the change we made on the investment side, the investment target of 4% over a 4% average over a 5% year period. So those two numbers mesh a little bit better. Another drafting difference between ledge finance and the legal folks is ledge finance likes the word up to 5 rather than 5. It's just a technical something you guys can think about since we're holding the bill for a day. The next section is section 3. It's a new section. And under C, that says that if the 5% isn't enough to pay for the PCE program, that amount will be prorated. So whatever amount is there, whatever 5% draw is, and if it doesn't cover the full cost of PCE, that amount will be prorated. And then the last section is how we split up the earnings for the previous fiscal year. If there's anything above what the cost of the program is, we used to have a dividend going to the state general fund of 60%. Now we have changed the dividend of 50%. And that 50% will go to community revenue sharing or community assistance if that bill passes this year. The issue there was, after talking with Ledge Finance, sending money from the PCE fund to the general fund is changing DGF to UGF, and that doesn't happen very often. This way we're going from DGF to DGF because that's designated to the community revenue sharing, and then the savings of general fund will be the money the legislature can pull back out of that program and call general funds. So it's a little cleaner transaction. Number two, 30% stays the same to the renewable energy fund. And at the end, the number three, it went from 10% to 20%, and I was told and suggested by Ledge Finance that that is probably what is needed to protect the fund and inflation-proof it. And those are the changes.
I'll withdraw my objection. Is there further objection on adopting the CS? Seeing and hearing none, the CS.F for the CS for Senate Bill number 1996 is adopted. Mr. Grusendorf, the public hearing was open and closed on 3/16/2016 on this particular piece of legislation. Mr. Grusendorf, I'd like to have Ledge Finance run some numbers or show us what happens under the new language so that we can see how that would work, or be prepared to come in front of the committee, preferably tomorrow, so that we can move this out. Any other questions from committee members? Anything else to come before the committee? Seeing and hearing none, we do meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's Saturday, April 8th. Brief at ease. We're back on the record. There is a meeting scheduled for 5 p.m. tonight. That meeting will be canceled. The meeting for April 9th, 2016, begins at 10 a.m., and we'll post those bill numbers as soon as possible. At ease. We're back on the record. I'd like to notify the general public that due to compelling testimony yesterday from Diane Behrens, we will not be continuing a pursuit of SB 208, changing the scholarship program. So we will take that up if we're going to take it up in another year, but not this year. Senator Kelly, did you have a comment on that? So just to let the public know, we will not be advancing 208 from the Finance Committee. With that, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.